Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Truma Daf Samach Gimel, and we are starting Samach Beis Amud Beis about three lines up from the bottom with the words Hakol Moedin. And in the Vilna Surah Sadaf, it's on Lamed Hey Amud Aleph, a few lines into the Amud. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Mars Miriam Sarah Basar Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And we're in the middle of discussing when there's a chiyuv of mamon and malchus, which of these punishments does a person receive? And we had a machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, and we continue with this. The Gemara says Hakol Moedin. Both Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish agree she'ain mamon etzel misa. One will not have to make a tashlumin of mamon if what he did could technically be mechayev misa, meaning even if he did it b'shaygig, so he's not in actuality chayev misa, but since this is something that could bring him to misa, he's not going to be chayev mamonis. How do we know this? Because the pasuk says umak nefesh behem shalmeno umak adam yumas. If a person strikes an animal, he has to pay, and if a person strikes a person, he's going to die, which means he gets killed. Samach yimol and alpha on the top. What's the limud? Ma mak behema lochalak taba bin shaygig bin mezid lechayev mamon. That's proper girsa. Just like when a person strikes an animal, there's no difference between if he did so b'shaygig or b'mezid, he's chayev to pay mamonis. Af mak adam. So too, when a person strikes a person, loy tachlok bay ben shagig ben mezid liftor. There's no difference between if he does it b'shagig or b'mezid, he would be potter from tashlumin because he's chayiv for killing the fellow. So this is something they both agree in. B'mat pligin, what do they argue in regards to? B'mamon etzal makais, we're dealing with chayiv of mamon that comes along with chayiv of makais. Rabbi Yechon says, ain mamon etzal misa, the yesh mamon etzal makais, that even though there's not going to be tashlumin mamon when we're dealing with a chayiv of misa, however, there is a tashlumin of mamon when we're dealing with a chayiv of makais. Namely, if a person does something b'shaygig, that had he done it b'mezid, he'd be chayv b'makos, so he is going to be chayv mamon because he's not chayv makos here. However, Shem Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish says, k'shem she'ein mamon etzel misa, kachin mamon etzel makos, just like there's no chayv of mamon when we're dealing with a chayv misa, so too there's no chayv of mamon when we're dealing with makos, and even if he does this thing b'shaygig, so in actuality he's not going to be chayv makos, still he's not chayv to pay mamon. Rav Im Bavlayo says, b'shem Rabbanan Taman, in the name of Rabbanan over there, which again is referring to the Rabbanan of Bavel, Taman Rav Shem Lakish, what's the source of Rish Lakish? It says in the pasuk, Rasha Rasha. Nama Rasha v'mchuyav misais. It says the word Rasha in regards to a person who's going to be chayav misa. Namely, the pasuk says Asher hu Rasha lamos. Avinama Rasha v'mchuyav makais. It says the word Rasha in regards to a person getting makais. As the pasuk says v'mhaya bin hakaisa Rasha. And Rish Lakish learns my Rasha shenamar v'mchuyav misais ain mamon etzel misa. But just like when it says the word Rasha by a person who would be chayav misa, he wouldn't have to pay mamon over there. Well, if Rasha shenamar v'mchuyav makais ain mamon etzel makais, so to the word Rasha that's said by a person who would get makais, that tells us that a person is not going to be chayav mamon when he does something that could technically be mechayev him for makos. Now the following goes back to the Gemara, which is right after the Mishnah. And the question we had asked over there was that the Mishnah in Makos states that one who's bail his sister receives makos, whereas in Ksuvas it says that one would be chayev to pay knas for being bail his sister. And we know that one isn't chayev both mamon and makos. So how do we reconcile these two Mishnayos? How we had given one answer, and now we have another one. So Nasan Bar Yishayahu Amar, Nasan Bar Yishayahu says that here's the difference between the two Mishnayos, and there's no stira. Kan b'naira, kan b'bageras. The Mishnah in Ksuvas is talking about a naira. The Mishnah in Makos is talking about a bageras. Nara, yash lo knas, ve'ein lo mecher. A Nara, if someone's ma'anes her, so she would receive a knas payment for that, and her father's not allowed to sell her, and so therefore the Mishnah in Ksubas is talking about receiving payment and not receiving makos, whereas bageres, ein lo loy mecher v'loy knas. A bageres, she's already older, she's above the age of a Nara, she's older than 12 and a half, her father's not allowed to sell her as a ama evriya, he can't sell her as a maid servant, and she wouldn't receive knas either if someone's ma'anes her, and therefore the Mishnah in makos is not talking about a mamonis payment, and that's why the person's gonna get makos for doing this thing. So there's no steer between the Mishnah. One's talking about mamonis, and one's talking about only a chiyuv of makos. However, the Gemara asks, how can you say that case in makos is not discussing any mamonis payment whatsoever? Ve'ein lo bishus u'pagam? A bageris doesn't deserve a bishus payment or pagam payment? Of course, if someone's ma'anes her, she would receive such a payment, because the person embarrassed her and he caused a pagam in her. So that case in Maseches makos is not just talking about a chiyuv of makos, it's also talking about a chiyuv of mamon. So the Gemara tells us, Rabban de Kesar and Amrin, the Rabban of Kesariya say, Tiftor, we can explain as follows, Shepetzai, that he wasn't ma'anes her, he was mefata her, he seduced her. And when a woman is seduced, she's away and agreeing to this, and therefore there is no bishus and pagam payment. Or alternatively, we could say that really he was ma'anes her, but shemachaloi, she was meichel the bishus and pagam payment to him. So therefore, we stay with this answer of Nasan Bar Yishayo that Mishnah Maseches Makos is talking about a bageres, and there's no discussion of tashlumin over there, and that's why there's going to be makos given in that situation. Now the Gemara clarifies, Savar Nasan Bar Yishayo holds that b'makay makos v'tashlumin meshalim ve'ein oloike. If we have a situation of makos and tashlumin, so then the person would pay and he would not get malchus. And how do we know that? Well, because since he had to explain that Mishnah Maseches Makos as referring to a case where there's no chiyuv tashlumin, it must be that he holds that when there is malchus and tashlumin, one would pay and not get malchus. So ask the Gemara of Yilka v'Yishalim, why not give both? Why not give malchus and a chiyuv tashlumin? And the answer is because the pasuk says kidei rishasai that we only punish him kidei rishasai. And we learn from here, as we had said previously, risha achas ata mechayva v'yata mechayva shtei rishayos. We can only mechayv a person for one risha, for one bad thing that he did, and not for two things. things. So the Gemara continues asking, so why not say that he gets malchus and he doesn't have to pay? And the answer is, min edim zayman. We learn from edim zayman. What's the limud? Ma edim zayman mishalman ve'enu loiken. Avhacha mishalman ve'enu loike. Just like with edim zayman, we see that they have to pay and they do not get malchus. So to over here, meaning in other cases, when there's a chiv of malchus and tashlumen, we're going to say the person has to pay and they're not going to get malchus. What's the case of edim zayman? So we know the pasuk tells us, vasisim loik hasher zalman lasis lo'achiv, that whatever the edim zayman tried to accomplish, that's the punishment that they get. So they tried to mechayev Reuven to pay Shimon, they have to pay money. And if you think about it, every case of edim zayman also comes along with the chiyuv of malchus, because they were over the law of giving false testimony. And nonetheless, we know that they pay and they don't get malchus. So just like they pay and don't get malchus, in other cases as well, when we have two chiyuvim, malchus and mamon, the person would have to pay and not get malchus. And that's Nasan Bar Yishaya's source. However, Samach Yimel on Beza Atap, Amr Rabbi Yoina, that's a proper girsa. Time to Nasan Bar Yishaya, the source of Nasan Bar Yishaya is from a totally different place. The pasuk says, Vipilu HaShayvet Viko Lefanov, that the Shayvet shall cast him down and strike him in front of him. And what do we learn from here? Esra Makaisav Yotzes by Yidei Rishai. A person's only going to get struck. He's only going to get malchus if those malchus take away the Risha, the evil, the Aveira that he did. But Yotzezen, that excludes this case, Sha'im Rimloi Amoid Vishalim, that we're going to tell the person to stand up and pay. In other words, the only time we're going to give a person malchus is if the malchus is going to take care of the Aveira that he did. But anytime we have a situation of Tashlumin, so malchus is not going to help. Because if Reuven owes Shimon money, striking Reuven is not going to give Shimon his money, and we would still have to say, Amoid Vishalim, stand up after getting your malchus and pay. And that's the source of Nasan Bar Yishaya, that whenever we have malchus and Tashlumin, he's only going to have to pay, and he doesn't get the malchus. Now the Gemara is going to ask a number of questions on Rish Lakish. Masnisa Pliga or Shimon Ben Lakish. Our Mishnah is clearly not like Rish Lakish. Why is that? Because about Tanin, we learned in our Mishnah, Ha'ichol Truma Shaygig, that if a person eats Truma B'Shaygig, he's chayv to pay. And the reason why this is not like Rish Lakish is because since if he would have eaten it B'Mezid with Hasra, he would get malchus, because the Torah says, V'chol Zar Le'ichol Kodesh, as we just learned in our Amud Aleph, that Rish Lakish holds that anytime there's a potential for malchus, one never pays, even if he did it B'Shaygig. So Mishnah is clearly not like Rish Lakish, because the Mishnah states very simply that if a person ate Truma B'Shaygig, he does pay. So the Gemara says, Pasul like Rav Meir. We can explain that Rish Lakish holds that the Mishnah is like Rav Meir. Rav Meir Amr, Rav Meir says, like it umeshalim, that he gets malchus and he pays. So the Mishnah is not a question on Rish Lakish. But the market is asking, what Tanina? We learned in another Mishnah, Ha'ichol Truma Mezid, that if a person eats Truma B'Mezid, he has to pay. And once again, according to Rish Lakish, he shouldn't have to pay because he could technically be chayv malchus over here, and so there shouldn't be a tashlumin. So that Mishnah is clearly not like Rish Lakish. And the Gemara further clarifies, Al that Nasan Bar Yishaya, according to Nasan Bar Yishaya, do Amar who says Mishalim ve'enoy like nicha, that he would have to pay and not get malchus, so this fits because the Mishnah says that he pays. And furthermore, Al that Rabbi Yechanan do Amar im hisru by like vimloy hisru by Mishalim pasur la mezid by hasraya. According to Rabbi Yechanan, holds that when a person gets warned, he gets malchus for doing that, and if he didn't get warned, he's going to have to pay. So this Mishnah could be explained that he did it b'mezid, but he didn't get hasra, and that's why he has to pay and he doesn't get malchus. But Al that Rabbi Yechanan, according to Rish Lakish, loy shanya, there's no difference. He mazed, he shaygig, he hisrubai, he loy hisrubai. It's the same whether he did it b'mezid or b'shaygig, or if he was warned or if he wasn't warned. He doesn't have to pay any sort of tashlumin because this is a lav that has a potential for malchus. And the Mishnah says very clearly that he does have to make a tashlumin. Once again, it's not like Rish Lakish. So once again, the Gemara says, Sav Rav Shimon Lakish, Kira Meir, do Amar Rav Meir like him mishalim. Rish Lakish holds that this Mishnah as well is like Rav Meir, who holds that he's going to get malchus and tashlumin. However, we're going to have a question on this as well. Amar Rav Chinen Kumi Ramana, Rav Chinen said in front of Ramana, the Inyaz Bar Rav Shimon Lakish, Kol Mas Nisud Rav Meir. Even if you want to say that Rish Lakish holds that all these Mishnayos are like Rav Meir, and therefore these Mishnayos are not a question on Rish Lakish. Karya Rav Meir, are you going to say that the pasuk itself that's mechayev a person tashlumin for eating truma b'shayeg? Are you going to say that's Rav Meir? Obviously, it can't be Rav Meir. It's a pasuk. V'aksev, and what does the pasuk tell us? V'ish ki yechol kodesh b'shgaga v'gaymer. If a person eats kodesh b'shayeg, he has to pay. So what does Rish Lakish do with this pasuk? According to Rish Lakish, a person shouldn't have to pay if he eats truma b'shayeg, because again, this is a law that he technically could get malchus for, so he shouldn't have to ever make tashlumin. But the pasuk tells us clearly that he does have to make tashlumin. So our attempts at answer as follows: Ela mizbar savar Rav Shimon Lakish shachaymish karbon. Rish Lakish holds that the chaymish a person has to pay when he eats truma b'shayeg, that chaymish is considered a karbon. Namely, Rish Lakish treats the chaymish as if it's a karbon because it's a kapara for eating truma, and it's like we said yesterday, the one could be chayiv both malchus and karbon because this is something that's maser l'shamayim, so he could be mechayiv him two things. So that's what Rish Lakish would do with the pasuk. But the Gemara continues asking, Vafilu yizbar chaymish karbon. Even if you want to say the Rish Lakish holds that the chaymish itself is a karbon, karen karbon. Do you want to say the karen that he has to pay for eating the truma b'shayeg is considered a karbon? How would that be considered a karbon? So Rav Yudah Bar Shalom, he explains as follows: Masisa Amar Shakaren Kenas. The Mishnah is telling us that the Karen payment for eating Truma B'Shayeg is really Kenas, and therefore it's not considered Mamain. And how do we know it's considered Kenas? The Tanina, because we learned in our Mishnah, in Mishalim Truma, Then when a person eats truma b'shayeg, he can't pay back with truma, he has to pay back with regular chulin. Nasin truma, and they become truma. And so ilu masha achal hayim shalim yos. If he had to pay precisely what he ate, so you'd be correct that the payment for eating truma is considered mamonis. But since he's not paying what he ate, he's paying chulin mitukanin, because remember, he ate truma and he's paying back with chulin. So obviously that shows that the karen payment is kinas and it's not considered mamon, so there's no problem from this pasuk on Reish Lakish. On the top, we just continue with this. Vatani Kain, and this was also taught in a braisa. The braisa says, and we had this previously, achal truma tmeya, mashalim chulin tahirin. If a person ate tamei truma, he pays chulin, which is tahar, v'mishilim chulin tmeyan, yatsa. But if he paid with chulin that was tamei, he's yatsa b'diavad. Now, v'loi d'mei eitzim u'chayev loi, shouldn't he only be chayev to pay the kain for d'mei eitzim? Because what did he eat? Truma tmeya. Well, the only thing the kain can use truma tmeya for is firewood. So technically, the person who ate this truma tmeya should only have to pay for its value as if it was wood. But he doesn't do that. He has to pay chulin tahirin. Hada Amr, this clearly tells us, shakaren kinas, that the karen is kinas. So we have yet another proof, which again is an answer for Reish Lakish, how when the pasuk tells us that if a person eats truma b'shaygig, he has to pay karen or chaymesh, that's not problematic with Reish Lakish's shita, because even though Reish Lakish usually holds, when we're dealing with something that a person could technically receive makis for, he's never going to have to make a tashlumin of mamain. Over here, the tashlumin of karen or chaymesh is not considered mamain. The karen is considered kinas, and the chaymesh is considered karbon, so there's no problem with Reish Lakish. We're going to stop here for the day, but pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about this, showing how this answer that we just gave is actually not valid, and we're going to be back to square one in Shitas Reish Lakish. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.